Did you know that $1 provides 3 meals for hungry families through Second Harvest Heartland? Support Second Harvest Heartland and bring your family to a free classic movie at select Imagine Theater locations any Wednesday through November 15th. Visit KFAN.com for more details.
I like classic movies. Hi, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Mark and Mark in the morning here. It's the Power Trip, but you know, we got Mark Parrish, we got Mark Rosen. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, hi. Hi, hi. Corey and Saucy and AJ and a cast of thousands. We're all here. It's a big day. Lots going on. Teddy's back. We're feeling good about that. We'll talk more about that momentarily. But quickly, guys, tomorrow night's one of the biggest nights of my year. It's the Sound Bites event, second annual Sound Bites, benefiting the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Tomorrow night at the Metropolitan in Golden Valley. And as you guys know, I've been involved with the TS Alliance for, going on 15 years now. And this is an event that we decided we'd give a shot just to have some music involved. And tomorrow night, it not only is there a big event, but Cat Perkins is playing some music. My friend Shane Martin's playing some music. I'm playing some music. It's going to be a guitar poll. But our host is one of us. She's actress and comedian, Melissa Peterman. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
I'm really good. Really, really good. It's good to have you on the show. And I talked to you during the break there, and I told you a couple of things just to kind of give you a little update on what you're going to be doing here and who you're talking to. But when I said Mark Rosen was on the show, that seemed to trigger something in you. You're one of us. You grew up here, and Mark Rosen, somebody special to you, I can just tell.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a little excited, yeah. I mean, he's you know, Twin Cities royalty.
Oh, Melissa, you are too sweet. I think I saw you in Tony and Tina's wedding. Is that possible?
It's possible. Yes, I did about 800 shows of Tony and Tina's wedding. So
I was stalking you. I apologize. But
what is happening?
It's already begun, Melissa. My apologies already.
Sorry. Oh, no. And Brave New Workshop, of course. You're the legend.
I don't know who's stalking who, because I feel like I'm the one who could possibly have a restraining order. But
oh, my goodness.
Get a room, guys.
Oh, how nice you come to town. This
is
fantastic.
This is going to be great. And I'm so excited you're going to be a part of our event tomorrow. And I know you're close friends with Kat Perkins, and she's the one that initially reached out. But I know the families appreciate it so much. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with you. But I did warn you before we started that we are all enormous fans of the movie Fargo and the Coen brothers. So that's where we got to start. My apologies. I know that there's been a million things in your career, but that's where we got to start because we're such huge fans of that. Tell me one memory that sticks out from your time on the set and being involved in that movie.
Well, that I was, you know, thankfully I was so naive that I wasn't nervous, because if I was doing a Coen brothers movie today, I would probably be, you know, I would be sick to my stomach. But I was like, you know, I was so young. I was like, hey, you guys, what's up? You know? And I do remember asking, I think it was Ethan Coen, and if I could, you know, improvise or add the Go Bears thing. And, you know, him and Joel talk. And then he said, are you sure that it's the White Bear Lake polar bears? And I said, I'm positive. So they let me, you know, go ahead and throw that line in, which was really thrilling. And I don't know if I would have the guts to have asked Ethan Coen if I could add a line to a Coen brothers movie. That was a pretty big memory. And the other one is I had just graduated from college, so I was still living at home and to save up some money. And I remember Ethan Coen like calling my house and my mom answering, and which was embarrassing. And she's like, you know, and she yells upstairs, Misty, I think it's Eric Coen on the phone. And I'm like, stop it. So that was pretty funny.
So you had to play Hooker number 2 in that movie, correct? Is that
yes.
Your official title? And did you?
Yes. I lobbied for Hooker number 1,
I understand. How did the accent come natural to you in terms of, you know, which people in Minnesota make fun of because we don't talk like that. I went, yeah, I kind of do.
We do, yeah. And, you know, tomorrow, as soon as I land into the motherland and get off that plane, the accent will come right back, I promise. No, it's very easy to do. And I'm with you, too. Like, my aunts were like, oh, come on now. We don't talk like that. And I'm like, we absolutely do. It's obviously we exaggerated a little bit. But, you know, I'm like, embrace it. Don't deny it. Embrace it.
What do you do when your first major film is you playing a hooker? Do you tell your family and friends, like, you can't believe, like, and are you a method actress?
Well, it was a little more difficult because by the time that movie was, you know, coming out, I had my other first job, which was a stripper in Tony Atina's wedding. So
okay. That's why I was there.
Proceed.
He knew he recognized you.
So my parents, my poor parents, I'm like, yes, I went from hooker number two to, you know, playing Madeline Monroe, who's a, you know, I like to call her a pleasure advocate instead of, you know, a dancer. So I think my parents were a little shocked, but they were thankfully rolled with the punches.
Melissa, where'd you grow up? What city?
I grew up in Burnsville.
In Burnsville. So what high school did you go to?
Burnsville High School, home of the Brave, now the Blaze.
No kidding. Gotcha. And you've been out in Hollywood for quite some time now, married for a long time, got a young son, and had a couple of very successful runs on television, not just with Reba, obviously, but you had the other show that ran, what is it, Baby Daddy, that ran on ABC Family for a long time. Obviously, you found a home in L.A. Do you like living out there compared to living back here?
You know what? I do. I like it out here, but I love it back there as well. You know, we still have a home in St. Paul, and I love to come home. I like them both for very different reasons, but you know, I have a 12-year-old son, and so I like to spend like about a month back in Minnesota in the summer, and we come home every holiday. And so, you know, I love the weather here. I'm not going to lie. You know, you do get used to, not shoveling your car out in the morning come February, but, no, I do. I found a home here and you know, there's a ton of Midwestern actors and Minneapolis actors that sort of are out here that we've got our own little family, too. So I'm at home in both places.
Is Reba, the nicest person on the planet?
No.
Emphatically, she says.
No.
Okay. She's the nicest person in the universe. She really is. I was just with her this weekend at, we did an event together honoring the veterans in Omaha with a good friend of ours. And you know, the show's been over and we're still so tight, and she truly is. What you see is what you get, and which is very Midwestern. So I'm so lucky that my first sort of regular job on TV was with somebody that I just felt so at home with right away. And yeah, she's a pretty awesome lady.
This is an improper question to ask anybody, but I'll go ahead and ask anyway. I know that television show is in syndication. Do the actors get some love for a show going into syndication, if you know what I mean?
You know, we do. I mean, certainly the people that have like points in the show or producers, they get, you know, and every time it airs, you get less and less. So it's been airing. So, I mean, I still get when they call it mailbox money. I can't live off of it at all, but it's nice to still, you certainly, it's not like what people think, and even maybe what it would have been like, you know, in the, you know, Friends days or.
Sure.
But, you know, it's still nice. And to me, the nicest thing is that it's still on somewhere, so people are still enjoying the show. You know, my grandma, I think she thinks we're still making them because it's still on.
Melissa Peterman, again, is our guest.
For some help on that.
Yeah,
actually.
Right. Exactly. Again, tomorrow night, she's in town to host the second annual Sound Bites benefiting the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Tickets still available. Please come to the Metropolitan in Golden Valley. Tomorrow night, Kat Perkins playing music, Shane Martin, myself, and Melissa's going to be the MC. Darren Miles, our buddy, who's former treasurer and TSC advocate, who is from Caribou, is getting honored, as is the Power Trip Morning Show. So excited about that. One last thing, and then we'll let you go. You are younger than I am, but not by a whole lot. So I'm going to ask you a question that I'm afraid to ask, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. You were on a show called The Worst Cooks in America. You almost won. Please tell me that Eric Estrada is a good guy, because he was such a huge part of my childhood. And I know he was eliminated early, but was he nice to you, please?
He was absolutely nice. I don't know if you ever saw, but I posted a picture. He let me try on the Poncherelli shirt.
Did he really?
I have a picture. I'm like, of course I'm going to wear it. He was a part of my childhood, too. Like, so I have a picture of me wearing the California Highway Patrol, the Ponch shirt. He was so sweet. He was a really nice guy. And I felt bad that he left. I kind of knew his days might be numbered when he thought a garlic press was a lemon zester. So.
What an idiot.
That's the
but
best.
I was like, you know, who cares? You're Ponch. Like, you saved, you know, you rode a motorcycle and captured a robber, you know, in the middle of, you know, California. You don't need to know what a garlic press is.
That's exactly funny. Right.
Well,
Melissa.
More importantly, before we let you go, more importantly, how hot is Carmen Electra in person?
She is really, it's almost like looking into the sun.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And she's so tiny. Like, I mean, she's like five. I could pick her up. And I was obsessed because I'm a huge, you know, I'm a Minneapolis girl, so I love Prince. So I was like trying to like get any info of like they had, you know, spent some time together. But she was tiny and cute, and she's totally still like, she, I think she's from Ohio or somewhere Midwestern, but she's like, you know, she likes grilled cheese, potato chips, and honestly, one of the nicest, really nice, and really beautiful. Like, she really is beautiful.
Well, we can say the same about you, and I'm so grateful that you're coming in tomorrow. We can't wait to see you tomorrow night, and thanks for being on the Power Trip.
Thanks, Melissa.
I can't wait to see you guys, and everyone, come on out. It's going to be a great night. So much fun.
Thank you. See you later. Melissa Peterman,
in sweetheart.
For the second annual Soundbites benefiting the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance tomorrow night at the Metropolitan.